It's 6 minutes past eight and Shane Michael-Lahattan is here now with his second look at this morning's papers.
The week's most ominous development gets plenty of coverage across the papers this morning. Under the headline, Gardaí foil far-right terror plot, the Irish Daily Mail lead story reports that Gardaí believe they foiled a potential attack on the immigrant community. Two men were arrested after officers stopped a vehicle in County Laois, while the PSNI raided a house in County Down, where they allegedly found explosives. The Mail says it's the first time in the state's history that suspected members of the far right have been detained under terror laws, as Gardaí struggled to contain the rise of homegrown fascist groups. The Irish Times front page story describes the reported contents of the car the men were arrested in. Hatchets, knives, pipe ends and sealant, a bulletproof vest, cable ties and a tricolour. The paper says Gardaí in recent years have carried out significant operations investigating far-right activists and have treated some of their crimes, including threats to politicians, as national security issues. The Irish Sun leads with the charging of two men with the alleged arson attack on the I-Pass Centre in Drogheda last week. Many of the papers provide the deadly context for the arrests. The Irish Independent cites the new report from the Hope and Courage Collective, which monitors far-right activity in Ireland. The report claims there have been at least 38 arson attacks on occupied, proposed or rumoured international protection centres in the last 7 years. The paper provides a map and a list of locations broken down into actual attacks and threats of arson. The Times takes its lead from the report by the Inspector of Prisons, blaming a 50% increase in prison deaths last year on overcrowding and poor healthcare. The Chief Inspector of Prisons, Mark Kelly, is quoted as saying that with prisons at 120% capacity, overcrowding was leading to unacceptable conditions for prisoners and poor working conditions for prison staff. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with a report that the brothers of Ashley Murphy's murderer Josef Pushka, Marek and Lubomir, have been moved to Wheatfield Prison 2 weeks after Marek was assaulted by inmates in Mountjoy. The fallout from the collapse of Fastway Couriers continues to generate headlines. The Independent says Unpost has ruled out stepping in to handle deliveries affected by the collapse, as its own network is already working at full capacity, with the Christmas peak operations having been planned for months and all resources committed to meet the strong e-commerce demand. The Times carries a letter from Communications Workers Union General Secretary Sean McDonough, rejecting the possibility that competition for Fastway from Unpost caused the collapse. He says that's way too convenient and completely inaccurate. Unpost, he writes, is a commercial company, receiving no subvention from the state. In return for holding the public licence to deliver mail, it must meet stringent service standards in a liberalised, highly competitive and low-margin market. Customers, he says, now demand very rapid delivery, live tracking and convenient returns, yet some companies are participating in a race to the bottom, including Fastway. Finally, many of the papers cover the death of Shirley Valentine actor Pauline Collins. The Sun devotes two pages to the actor, who, it says, grew up in an extended Irish family in Cheshire. Apart from Shirley Valentine, Pauline Collins starred in one TV hit after another, Upstairs, Downstairs, Doctor Who and The Liverbirds. The paper said she could have been a bigger star if she hadn't been constantly on the search for new challenges. The Mail says Shirley Valentine made her a global star. It's the story of a lovelorn, perimenopausal woman who flees her husband for a fling with a Greek bar owner called Kostas, played in the film by Tom Conti. The paper cites a key moment in the film when her aggrieved husband, played by Bernard Hill, announces he's heading to Greece to drag his wife home. Her response: "The woman he's coming to fetch doesn't exist anymore. I used to be the mother, the wife. Now I am Shirley Valentine again."
Shane McElhattan, 10 past 8, Cows and the Commissioner next.